Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. It's the 1st of April, and that means a brand new quarter. So what should we change about your strategy? You probably think it's nothing because strategy is a long-term thing after all, and all we've done is step into a new quarter, so it's probably just an underlying plan that might need a bit of a zhuzh. But the start of a new quarter can offer you something strategic in your business. Never underestimate the impact of a transitional period. Think about the power of a Monday, the power of the first of the year. This feels the same rolling into a new quarter. Everything feels new, and so it gives you the perfect opportunity and the perfect cue to reflect on your past performance, think about what new goals you might need, adjust any tactics, and reorganize your resources. In the same way that we take our strategy and we create checkpoints for what we want to achieve each year to reach our vision, our quarters are those checkpoints towards each year's goal. So yes, it gives you a really structured timeline where you can evaluate how you're doing against your annual goals, but it also is an opportunity to make sure you're moving in the right direction for that long-term vision. So we're not just thinking about numbers, am I on track to make my revenue goal? We're also asking, am I on track to hit my strategic goals? And if you veered off course, no worries, this quarterly check-in is going to allow you to proactively respond. Because let's be honest, most of us have run after a squirrel for way too long before we realize we were running in completely the wrong direction. So this pause allows you to check in. So if you've been chasing a squirrel or something else, as we move into this new quarter, you can look at what you had planned for this quarter and whether that needs to change to keep you moving in the direction set by your strategy. It could be that something that felt essential last quarter feels unimportant this quarter. Something could have changed in the market and you want to adjust. The key question you want to ask yourself so that you know that you're making a good strategic decision is what is going to move you the furthest down the road towards your vision in the next 3 months? And we've thought about the business, but let's not forget self-assessment. Not the kind where you're questioning your life choices because you had one too many bubbly drinks this Easter weekend. Just me then? Instead, periodic self-assessment is your reality check. It's taking a moment out of the hecticness and the hustle of the day-to-day and taking stock and being honest with yourself. Are you actually driving towards your goals or are you just driving? So think about if there's something you need to celebrate from the last quarter, maybe something you need to learn, or maybe there's something in that last quarter that's going to show you how to proactively adjust your plan for this quarter. We're essentially spring cleaning your business. We're wiping away all the dust and dirt and grime so that you can see the reality in front of you. And then we're going to declutter and remove what's not working. And what you're left with are the things you actually need to use. And then you can focus. Like any transition period, the secret of the new quarter is to build momentum early on. So yes, set goals. Yes, make them feel like they're a stretch. But what you and your team really need is to hit some early wins. This is going to boost morale. It gives you a sense of progress. Momentum starts to build. Everybody feels what's possible, and that fuels the motivation for the quarter. Then what you want to do is look down the road and see if there's anything you need to move out of the way of that momentum. Do you need to streamline a process? Do you need some new technology? Do you need to become more efficient somewhere? So we're making sure we get momentum from those early wins and then making sure nothing slows it down. So you want to analyze the data that you have from the last quarter, look at trends, prepare your team for what's coming this quarter, make sure you have the right goals, and do any kind of mindset work that might have been on the back burner. This preparation is going to give you the confidence that you need to drive that momentum that you're creating with the early wins. What's great though is that confidence is contagious. So when you go into this new quarter leading with confidence, your team will be inspired by that. And that collective confidence just ramps up the momentum that you've created. So yes, this is just another quarter. And yes, you already have a 90-day plan and you've probably prepared your team for what to expect. But what if you went into this quarter with a more strategic outlook than you've had in previous quarters? What would that change about how you show up and what you prioritize?